AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Environmental experts are on the scene of a spectacular train derailment in southern West Virginia.
The Department of Environmental Protection has responded to this, and the Department of Health and Human Resources here, which deals more with water quality issues. They're kind of working together to deal with the environmental impacts.
AP correspondent Jonathan Matthies reports a train hauling more than 100 tankers of crude oil derailed today near Beckley, sending at least one tanker into the Kanawha River, causing at least 14 others to explode. Fireballs rose 300 feet into the air.
There's another one.
Sound courtesy of WOAY-TV. A candlelight vigil was held tonight in Copenhagen for two people slain in separate terrorist attacks over the weekend. A school teacher says the vigils at a cultural center, where a documentary filmmaker died, were a chance for Danish citizens to express their solidarity.
I think it's important for all of us to show up and to express that we are united as a, not just as a city, but also as a country.
President Obama has phoned his Danish counterpart to offer his condolences after a gunman attacked a free speech seminar and a synagogue in Copenhagen. The president arrived back in Washington in the midst of a snowstorm tonight. A four-wheel drive Chevy Suburban took him from Andrews Air Force Base to the White House. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser reports crews will work through the night trying to clear streets of frozen slush and snow.
The district will deploy more than 200 pieces of equipment to combat the storm.
The storm could dump 5 to 14 inches of snow in the mid-Atlantic region. Many southern states are also getting their first blast of winter. This is AP Radio News. The Secretary of Labor flew to California today for negotiations tomorrow in that West Coast dock strike.
Months-long negotiations between the Dock Workers Union and a maritime association of companies have come to a halt. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez is scheduled to attend negotiations, his first and the two sides' first discussions since Friday. He has already been in touch by phone with the representatives of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents shipping lines that carry cargo and terminal operators. The labor dispute has affected the movement of billions of dollars of cargo that's supposed to pass through 29 seaports from Southern California to Seattle. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
While much of the attention in the ongoing measles outbreak has focused on student vaccination requirements and exemptions, less attention has been paid to another group in the nation's classrooms. Teachers and staff members are not required to be vaccinated. I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.